I wouldn't consider it one of the biggest upsets ever. I just would consider it the third comeback for the comeback kid. You know, John McCain's been dead and buried a couple of times in this presidential race already, and this will be his third time coming back to life.
The McCain campaign today, both John McCain and Sarah Palin, demanding that the Los Angeles Times release a video that the Times has of a conversation between Senator Obama and Rashid Khalidi, a professor of Arab studies at Columbia University in New York and previously at the University of Chicago. They say back in the 70s, Khalidi used to speak to reporters on behalf of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, although he says he's never received payment from them. I can tell you, Khalidi, we've spoken to him on this broadcast. He's also been a guest many times on the Lehrer News Hour. Is this an issue, a real issue here? What do you make of this?
Well, I think it's a real issue in that he was the spokesman for the PLO of Lebanon in the 70s when they were really involved in some violent actions. I think it just raises again the question of these associations and Barack Obama's perspective on the world, particularly in the Middle East, where we've seen so much terroristic activity and violence that we condemn. And yet you're associating with somebody that was working with a group. It just raises questions. I think that people need to have legitimate answers to, and I would hope the Obama campaign would come out and say, here is the actual relationship with this individual and the thinking that we have.
We're speaking with Kansas Senator Sam Brownback. Senator Brownback, the McCain campaign has been going hard at Senator Obama for being a redistributor of wealth, as they're calling it, making much of his comments a few weeks ago to spread the wealth. Isn't this just semantics? I mean, taxes by nature, they are a redistribution of wealth. They always have been. I mean, that's just one way of looking at it. Isn't it kind of a leap to call him or these policies socialist, or as a Florida television anchor woman said the other day, called a Marxist?
Well, I was with Joe the Plumber yesterday. And the guy's a real straight shooter and just was making the point that, you know, I want to just get moving forward by starting a business and working hard. And the redistribution of wealth comes from the idea that 95% of the people are going to get a tax cut, but 5% a tax increase, but 40% of the doesn't pay any income taxes. So the only way they get a tax cut is if you take from the 5% and increase what they get to the 40%. I think Joe the Plumber is a metaphor for discussing that redistribution of wealth, which the case of what I'm talking about here in Barack's policy position is a redistribution of wealth, not just simply a collection of taxes.
Senator, I know that you have worked alongside Senator Obama for the last few years in the Senate. What do you make of him? I mean, just as a guy, as a human being.
I enjoy him. I like him as an individual. Same with Joe Biden. I just think, you know, on the policy issues, it's the wrong direction for us to go in raising taxes, increasing spending, and on the Supreme Court, where they want judges that would look at the Constitution as a living document.
I want to ask you about the Catholic vote. I know you're a Catholic yourself. According to a recent New York Times, CBS News poll, Senator Obama has a commanding 59-31% lead over Senator McCain nationwide with Catholics. Now, that's despite the fact that at least 50 of the country's 197 Catholic bishops recently have published articles or given interviews in which they argue that abortion, more than any other issue, ought to determine how members of their flock cast their votes. What do you make of the Catholic vote this year?
Well, I see polling that looks a lot different than that New York Times poll on the Catholic vote. And I think you will find a number of Catholics that will give a lot of weight on the life and marriage issues because they're such central issues.